Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're talking about the Redskins players you want to see the most tonight. Skins, Ravens, and Baltimore. 1 o'clock, Jeremy Kahn joins us, 105.7 The Fan, to discuss the Ravens. At 12:45, I just read a crazy story. This has nothing to do with anything, but I just want to talk about it. And it has to do with a cruise ship with hundreds of passengers that had to prepare for a pirate attack in the middle of the ocean. And some of the details that came out of this, it's a show. So I'll get into that at 12:45. The fact that that still happens and that's a real thing, that like you could just be on a cruise and be in trouble, I don't know why, but I can't stop thinking about it. So we'll do that next segment. There are other things to cover then as well. Just saw on ESPN.com that the Steelers GM, Kevin Colbert, has come out, and he's talking about Le'Veon Bell's holdout. He says, quote, "My feeling is there's nothing to be gained by a holdout. The situation will not change. It can't change from our part on a long-term deal." Remember, Bell, like Cousins, got a franchise tag. Cousins shows up immediately and starts working. Bell is still holding out for a long-term contract. The GM goes on to say, it hurts him not to be here. It hurts him because he's not working with his teammates. He's not getting the conditioning work that he's going to need to have a great 2017 season, and he's not working with his teammates to get acclimated to the offense. Every year, it's different. Former Steelers running back D'Angelo Williams, who's been Bell's teammate over the past couple years, took to Twitter to bash the GM's take. He said, wow, he really said that. Please explain to me how, meaning how he's worse off, because when he gets back, he will have the freshest body out there with his skill set. So he's basically saying what the GM said is wrong. But now, this is posturing to some extent because you want your 25-year-old running back back. I'll tell you right now, though, when he says that Le'Veon Bell's the only one that is hurt by him not being there, that's erroneous. The Steelers are hurt more than Le'Veon Bell is. If that guy is not on the field for you, you're a lot worse as a football team. Roethlisberger showed some human last year at different times, that he was not Superman anymore. Bell is the best player on that team other than Antonio Brown. Ben has become the third best probably at this point. They need Le'Veon Bell. All right, let's get back to the calls on the Skins as they debut in the preseason tonight up the road. Kyle's in Germantown. Kyle, I'm looking for a young player who you want to watch tonight. Who is it?
It's going to be Chase Royer, the offensive lineman that we drafted this year. One of the weakest position groups that we have on the team. Himself really intrigues me, because if anything were to happen, injuries, anything throughout the season, then we'd be able to, on the offensive line, be able to bump over Spencer Long in one of the guard positions maybe. And possibly, if he's confident enough, move Chase in that center position without losing a lot of productivity.
I actually tend to agree that he's a really important late-round pick as far as that value goes. Generally, a sixth-round lineman, when you've got your projected five locked in, which the Redskins do, they make the team. That's a bonus. And if they play it all in the next couple seasons, that's a slam dunk. Rouye is important because he's my co-host. Now, Rouye is important because, to your point, Spencer Long has proven he can play guard. So if he can play center and starts a year from now, that's big. But more importantly, if he can play anywhere on the inside and they can move him around, I'm just not sold at the left guard spot. I mean, Ari Quanjo's been around for a while, and you don't think they wanted him to take the job from Sean Laval so that they could cut him and not have to pay him what they are? Of course they did. The fact that a homegrown talent in round four, 2 years ago, still can't push Laval, who they have incentive not to keep around because of how much he's making, at a position where you don't want to pay a guy that much, and he can't knock him out of the lineup, that's a problem. So they need interior offensive line help. That's the one area on the line where they're still thin. I don't know Ronald Patrick. Wouldn't know if he was sitting in the studio. I don't know Isaiah Williams particularly well. Chase Rouye, the draft pick, is the one guy I can tell you a little bit about. And he's the one guy they've invested anything into this point for some depth up front. Let's go to Connor and Ashburn. You're on Grant and Danny. How are you?
Good, Grant. Thanks for taking the call.
You bet.
Yeah, I'm most excited to see John Allen for the reason the Terrell Pryor caller called about. He's just a huge guy with freakish athletics, and I actually went to high school with him, so I'm very excited to see how he performs.
Ah, you're a Stonebridge Bulldog, are you?
Yes, sir.
Stonebridge High School churns him out, man. Mickey Thompson's got himself a program over there. Thanks for the call. Jonathan Allen, playing in his first game, should be the biggest storyline tonight. There is an odd lack of intensity and excitement and juice around him. I'm not really sure why. I think it's his personality, and I'm not knocking him. He's really quiet. He says all the right things. He's just not particularly personable and doesn't have a whole lot to say. But if you're a rookie and you're like a big, vicarious, booming personality who talks a lot, see Sua Cravens 1 year ago, people can't help but say your name. People can't help but tell everyone how great you're going to be. Jonathan Allen's just quietly, very humbly gone to work. I think that's what he's going to be here, like a Ryan Kerrigan-esque player, where maybe you don't ever get the full credit you deserve because the best thing about you is that you're always there and you're always playing well. But it is strange to me, like as I watch TV commercials as they're promoting this first game or you watch any of the coverage coming out and the things about the team, there's very little said about Jonathan Allen. He's your first-round pick. I mean, he is not one of the top-selling jerseys in Washington, D.C. in the months after the draft. You took him in the top 20. He was one of the best players in the draft class. Supposed to go top five. At a position, I know it's a down defensive lineman. It's not the same as a D-end or a linebacker in a 4-3-3-4. He's not a pass rusher. But he can get to the quarterback. He's going to make plays. It's strange to me that you don't hear more about him, that people aren't calling in more about him. You know, you don't hear people bringing him up when they're on the show with me and Danny unless we ask directly about him. I am pumped to see him tonight. Let's go to Ben in D.C. How are you?
Hey, Grant. Good job flying solo today.
Thanks,
I am excited about a player who's one round after John Allen. I want to see our second-round pick, Ryan Anderson. I think he's going to play a big role this year. I think Kerrigan is a stalwart on one side, but then you got Preston Smith, who disappears all the time.
Yeah.
You got the suspension for four games from the other other side, and then for Trent Murphy, and you got. Ryan Anderson's going to have to play a role. You know, Preston Smith hasn't shown that much to me. And I heard in the update that he's not playing today, which I don't know why, but it's one more opportunity for Ryan Anderson to get out there and prove that he can be a starter.
Yeah, so, I think he's going to play a lot tonight, Ben. And he's got to be high on the list of guys that I'm curious to see. Scott McLuhan loves him. Adores the player. Was one of the guys he was highest on, was one of his man crushes in the pre-draft process. I remember right after they drafted him that his wife was tweeting a lot about, oh, that's an interesting pick. And you heard him recently on Twitter when he was answering a question of a fan, what was your favorite draft pick? He said Ryan Anderson, kind of echoed the sentiments that he's still really high on this guy. McLuhan knows football players. He's a football player. He's the type of dude, speed doesn't jump off the page. Size doesn't jump off the page. Even athleticism, I think he's a little bit short on. Terms of that body bend that a guy like Junior Gallette has coming around the edge, I always compare it to like the motorcyclist that doesn't go down as his knees kind of dragging on the ground. But even though he's a little bit stiff, doesn't always look the part, some of the measurables aren't there, all that guy did at Alabama was star, shine, perform, produce. Draft players at the best colleges in the country where they churn out great NFL players as much as possible. Look at what they did this year. Alabama, Alabama, UCLA, Oklahoma, Michigan State, Arkansas, Wyoming. I mean, you're into the sixth round before you go to a random smaller school. Dar just asked me a really interesting question about why people aren't jacked up about Jonathan Allen. I want to get into that next, actually. So let's hit on that. When I say that there's a lack of energy about Jonathan Allen, it seems to me like for a debuting rookie, top of the board pick at a position of desperate need where the Redskins haven't been good in a while, there's just not a lot of euphoria and I hate overusing the term buzz, but excitement about him. And Dar actually in my ear said something that he thinks may be a factor. And I want to go through that because as I look some more nuggets up on that, I think he might have a good point. 800-636-1067 is the number. We'll get into that. And I'll tell you this story about the cruise that was afraid of pirates and had to make major adjustments in the ocean. Grant.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.